The treatment of people in New Zealand's state and faith-based care institutions has been described as a national disgrace after a long-awaited report was handed down. It found that at least 200,000 children and vulnerable adults were abused while in care over a 70-year period. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, says the victims are heard and believed.
The Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care report is of historical significance to New Zealand. It is the result of the largest and most complex public inquiry ever held on our shores. And because of this, the content needs to be considered with respect and with care. It cannot be rushed. This is a dark and sorrowful day in New Zealand's history. And as a society and as a state, we should have done better. And I am determined that we will do so.
The New Zealand government will deliver an official apology in November.